Welcome to Marlins Park in Miami, for the game between the New York Mets and the Miami Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Jeff McNeil. Batting second, the third baseman, J.D. Davis. Batting third, the second baseman, Robinson Cano. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Adini Hecaveria. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Juan Lagares. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tomas Nito. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Noah Syndergaard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Noah Syndergaard. For the Miami Marlins, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Curtis Granderson. Batting second, the right fielder, Garrett Cooper. Batting third, the third baseman, Brian Anderson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Neil Walker. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Starlin Castro. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Miguel Rojas. Batting seventh, the catcher, Chad Wallach. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Ross L. Herrera. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sandy Alcantara. Pitching for the Miami Marlins, Sandy Alcantara. And now, play ball. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McNeil hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and McNeil is out. One out. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Davis hits a ground ball towards the mound. Alcantara throws to first, and Davis is out. Two outs. Robinson Cano is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cano hits a line drive deep towards left. Granderson makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Granderson hits a pop-up towards third. Davis makes the catch for the out. One out. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cooper hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Cooper is out. Two outs. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anderson hits a fly ball towards right. Nimmo is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alonso hits a line drive, foul, off the third base line. Anderson makes the catch for the out. One out. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Nimmo is out. Two outs. Adini Hecaveria is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hecaveria strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Neil Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Walker softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Walker is out. One out. Starlin Castro is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Castro hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Castro is out. Two outs. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rojas hits a fly ball towards right. Nimmo is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Juan Lagares is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lagares hits a ground ball towards the mound. Alcantara throws to first, and Lagares is out. One out. Tomas Nieto is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nieto strikes out swinging. Two outs. Noah Sindergaard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sindergaard strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chad Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wallach hits a fly ball towards right. Nimmo is there to make the catch. One out. Rossell Herrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Herrera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sandy Alcantara is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alcantara strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McNeil is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeil hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Cooper is there to make the catch. One out. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Robinson Cano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cano is 0 for 1 in the game. Cano hits a ground ball in front of the plate. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Granderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Granderson is called out on strikes. One out. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Cooper is out. Two outs. Brian Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball towards right. Nimmo is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alonso strikes out swinging. One out. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 1 in the game. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Nimmo is out. Two outs. Adini Hecaveria is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hecaveria is 0 for 1 in the game. Hecaveria hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Walker makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Neil Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Starlin Castro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro hits into a ground ball double play. Two outs. Miguel Rojas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Rojas is on with a walk. Chad Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a ground ball towards short. Hecaveria throws to second to get Rojas. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Juan Lagaers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lagaers is 0 for 1 in the game. Lagaers strikes out swinging. 1 out. Tomas Nieto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nieto is 0 for 1 in the game. Nieto hits a pop-up beyond second. Castro gets back and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Noah Sindergaard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sindergaard is 0 for 1 in the game. Sindergaard strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Ross L. Herrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Herrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrera hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Herrera is safe at second with a double. Sandy Alcantara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcantara is 0 for 1 in the game. Alcantara bunts in front of the plate for a base hit. Herrera moves to third. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Granderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Granderson hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Herrera scores. 2 outs. It's 1 to nothing, Marlins. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper is hit by the pitch. Cooper is on first. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball, foul, near the right field line. Nemo is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeil is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeil hits a pop-up towards short. Rojas makes the catch for the out. 1 out. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball towards second. Castro can't make the play in time. Davis gets a base hit. Robinson Cano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cano is 0 for 2 in the game. Cano hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Neil Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Walker is safe at second with a double. Starlin Castro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Castro is 0 for 2 in the game. Castro hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Castro is out. Walker moves to third. 1 out. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rojas hits a fly ball towards center. Lagaers makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. That's a sacrifice fly. 2 outs. It's 2 to nothing, Marlins. Chad Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallach hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Ross L. Herrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Herrera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Herrera hits a fly ball towards center. Lagaers makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alonso is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball four. Alonso is on with a walk. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 2 in the game. Nimmo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Adini Hecaveria is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hecaveria is 0 for 2 in the game. Hecaveria hits a ground ball towards the mound. Alcantara bobbles the ball. Hecaveria reaches on the error. Alonso moves to second. Hecaveria is on first. Dominic Smith pinch hits for Juan Laguayer's batting seventh. Dominic Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith hits a ground ball to short. Rojas steps on second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Seth Lugo replaces Noah Syndergaard as pitcher and batting ninth. Carlos Gomez replaces Dominic Smith as center fielder batting seventh. Sandy Alcantara is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alcantara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alcantara strikes out swinging. 1 out. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Granderson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Granderson hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 3-0, Marlins. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cooper strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Gomez is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ahmed Rosario pinch hits for Tomas Nido batting 8th. Ahmed Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosario is called out on strikes. 1 out. Wilson Ramos pinch hits for Seth Lugo batting 9th. Wilson Ramos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramos hits a short pop-up towards first. Walker makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeil is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeil hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Granderson is there and makes the catch. The game is over. The final score, Miami Marlins, 3, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Marlins Park in Miami.